We're finishing up Acts chapter 20 this morning. They're traveling all over the western coast of Turkey. And so now in Acts, last week we left off in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Do you remember that? And Paul said, "Now to the elders from Ephesus, now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, charis, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who were sanctified." He continues, "I coveted no one's silver or gold apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessity and to those who were with me." And then verse 35, some key thoughts there. "In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak." In all things I have shown you, we must help the weak. "And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." So if we stop there, can anyone here tell me where in the Bible this quote of the teaching of Jesus can be found? Do you know where else you find this, that Paul's quoting it? In the Tuesday Bible study, which is a fortnight ago now, do you remember, I turned and I said, it's better to give than to receive. And I said, you know, it's fresh in my mind. I'm not sure where it came from because I have a daily devotional and then I have a personal study. And then I'm reading this book when I sit in that chair and I'm reading that book when I sit in that chair. And I'm awash in scripture. I listen to a podcast and someone quotes it. For the life of me, I forget where that scripture is parked. And then, of course, the reason it was in my head is because of the sermon preparation, because of the going over the book of Acts and planning out how we'll get through this. It was in there. And I thought, okay, so he's quoting Jesus. Where else is it? It is found in no other place in the Bible. This book of Acts in chapter 20, in verse 35, gives you that quote that exists nowhere else in the Bible. Paul quotes the teaching of Jesus Christ. He said, "Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said." Paul is reliably representing the words of Jesus Christ. Secondhand, I guess, right? But on his authority in declaring this, and actually it's Luke who's writing what Paul said. It is better to give than to receive. So keep in mind that here we have a lesson about the authority of Scripture. For the rest of your life, can you walk out into the world and declare, Jesus said it's better to give than to receive? Because the Bible represents that he said that. And it represents that in the book of Acts, which is the pen of Luke, quoting the teaching of Paul about the words of Jesus Christ, and represents to you that that is reliable. And you can take that to the bank. It is better to give than to receive. You have been told, right? Okay, so Paul, when he preached, he didn't necessarily have any of the writings of the other apostles to refer to. The New Testament had not necessarily been written yet as Paul's walking around. He is bringing the news of the gospel to people first time they're hearing it. He's not going around and he's an itinerant preacher and saying, "Turn to your Bibles, please, because you know, the other guys have been here." And even if it was written or in the process of being written during this time, Paul was on the move. The gospel is going through the world because Paul is bringing it. And Paul was a direct recipient of the teachings of Christ. Hear that. What makes Paul reliable is that he was a direct recipient of the teachings of Christ, from Christ. God spoke to Paul. What qualifies a person for that?